Hi, I'm Dr. Howard Rankin, and welcome to The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, medicine, and spirituality that considers how the mind and body interact with each other to influence health and healing. With years of experience as a practicing psychologist in the health and wellness fields, and as a writer covering amazing stories of healing, I will explore with my guests how numerous factors influence our lives and our health. Thank you for listening. And welcome to this edition of The Miracle Within You, the show at the intersection of psychology, spirituality, medicine, and looks at amazing powers that we have from real life stories and practitioners who help people able to heal and find that healing potential. Today, I'm delighted to have with me, all the way from San Diego, California, Noelle Dean, a medium, an intuitive, a family therapist. And it's great to have you, Noelle, but I know that also as a therapist and a licensed clinician, there's an announcement you want to make first.
Thank you, Howard. The information presented on this podcast is educational in nature and provided only as general information and is not medical or psychological advice, nor is it a substitute for seeking licensed healthcare services. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, it's important to get that technical stuff out of the way. Well, anyway, welcome, Noelle. You have a great background. And tell us a little bit about your life trajectory that gets you to this point.
Thank you for asking, and thank you for having me here. And so I'm actually an original East Coast person from New York in the New Jersey area. I've been in San Diego for about 30 years. I've always had a little bit of fascination with the spiritual world, but didn't dabble much in it. In fact, realized in my 20s, I never listened to my intuition and realized I had to start somewhere. And so I did. And that was a very long journey. I got into being a therapist, and there were things about it I truly enjoyed. I went through, and I had been going through my own spiritual awakening for quite a long time. In 2015, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and went through treatment and got pretty severe chemo brain, which is common from chemotherapy. And realized I couldn't really go back to being a therapist. And I really have a strong sense of needing a purpose and helping people. So I ended up sort of feeling a bit naturally led into being trained in medical intuition, which I didn't realize was heightening all of my mediumship skills. Those sorts of skills are very transferable. I'm gonna mention that later. And then it just kind of morphed into starting my own business, starting connecting with Noelle. And it's meant to be connecting with Noelle, not connecting with Noelle. And I've been doing that since.
Excellent. And so what are the sorts of things that you do now at this sort of practical level in helping people?
Well, I do mediumship sessions, and those are great to help people connect with either their spiritual team or loved ones who have passed. Sometimes even using medical intuition to help people connect with their body, understand root causes, like energetic causes, emotional causes for ailments. I also do channeled coaching, which is helping people in whatever they're trying to improve upon. It could be their own mediumship and intuition. I worked with an artist who uses her intuition a lot for doing art. And that's basically bringing people's team, their spiritual team in, and also using my body of experience to support people. And I do classes, which I really love teaching people mediumship. I really want truly to empower people to be their own like divine instrument to connect, because there's so much healing in all of that. Right. And that I feel like is my life's work. So I wrote a book to support people in that. I'll be teaching classes on a bigger level in a more accessible way and giving lots of practice to support people.
Excellent. And obviously your own experience there with your cancer and recovery, how did that play out for you in terms of what did you learn from that? What was instrumental in helping you find your path, if that is indeed the case.
No, that's actually a really good question. You know, it's so easy to think that things happen to us in life. And I have asked many questions of many people in spirit and that are energetic beings about, at times, about various experiences that I've had in this life and kind of the why. I really see my experience with cancer, and to me, it really was a gift because I wasn't on track in my life. I mean, I didn't love what I was doing. I was probably pretty depressed for many years. There are a lot of things that I'm sure in my pre-life plan, I was like, nope, nope, nope. If I haven't figured it out by this point in time, please, I'm giving myself something to turn me around. I don't want to discount anybody else's experience with cancer. I have a sister who just passed of cancer about a month ago. So, you know, whether it was an opportunity for other people to change or not, that's how I experience mine. And I am really grateful for it because I'm so in love with spirituality and intuition and mediumship, and I wouldn't want to live any other way.
What do you find when people come to work with you? What do you find, and I'm sure there's many reactions and responses of how people first respond to this, but is there a particular way of responding to and trying to get engaged in this that tells you this person's really committed to it? I'm sure there's a range of reactions.
Yeah, I try to be sensitive to people's religious backgrounds because that can create a lot of feelings about, quote, speaking to the dead. So I really try to be sensitive to all of that. You know, people who've had losses that were very significant. I've worked with quite a few people that lost their adult children. And once they're able to understand how they're able to connect, their lives change from what I've seen. But it's really a journey because in our culture, we're taught we're not that connected. Sorry, you're just not that connected. Maybe you see yourself as like the parking god because you can always find a parking spot, or, well, I just have this sixth sense about these particular things. Like we're really taught, just like we're really taught when somebody leaves their body, like, sorry, that's it. They're inaccessible to you. There's like a severing of a relationship. I find that heartbreaking. The one of the only things that's really helped in moments in grieving my sister is being able to communicate with her.
And you know, that's a very complex topic, but since that is part of what you do, can you elaborate a little bit more on the mediumship and what that helps people do?
Sure. First, I should probably say, because it could be worked up in people's minds that mediumship is this like high level special skill, but how I'm seeing it these days, it's like developing your intuition, but times 3 or 5 or 10, because mediumship can be very subtle. It can be very not subtle at times. People see signs. I mean, I don't see signs as mediumship. To me, mediumship is communication. And sorry, I got kind of sidetracked, actually.
Yeah, that's okay. But it is communicating with people who have passed, right? And I'm sure that offers people a lot of value. That's not quite the word I was looking for, but offers a lot of, what is the word? Peace, maybe even.
Yeah. I mean, if we think about, like, just as human beings, anything that we're coping with love and connection and support, we can deal with pretty much anything, you know, the hard emotional parts of it. And that's what I feel like we can all get through mediumship. If we watch like videos on YouTube or wherever we see videos of professional mediums who are, you know, in the public eye, people that are here are looking for forgiveness. They're looking for a sign that that person is okay. You know, there's a lot of pain around grief. Some of it is just inevitable, and some of it maybe is a bit more negotiable.
Yeah.
You know, we have a second chance in a way with our loved ones. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. And interestingly enough, I just this morning been working on a A few months ago, I wrote something called "Why Angels Don't Need Egos," and it was about
I love
it was about dementia and how we look at people's decline and loss of their human skills as, oh, it's such a tragedy. But perhaps we can look at it as a transition to something better. And so I've been doing a video on that and a poem. I wrote a poem about it. But it is interesting because we do look at death and dying in this largely sort of negative way. And if you take, or at least consider the option, there's something more than that. That's just moving from human style to something else. That is inspiring, I think. Inspiring. I mean, I had a great story of a friend of mine. His sister had committed suicide in Colorado, and he and his wife went out to the exact place where she did it. And while he was there, he got a phone call from a number that he did not recognize. He answered it, and this lady at the other end said, "I'm told, I just want to tell you that your sister is fine. She is fine." And he said, "Oh, who are you? I don't even know you." And she said, "No, this happens to me all the time. I get messages."
Oh, I love that.
Unreal. Unreal. But the possibility that we exist beyond human form is a really interesting and amazing concept.
And I love the word amazing. I feel like I am constantly amazed. And even how you're saying that about it seems unreal. I remember hearing a quote somewhere where somebody said about mediumship and the ability to connect to the depths and degrees and vastness that we can, kind of like, I don't really believe it because it seems so unreal, but I know it's true. And I love that. I mean, just yesterday, I was getting ready for something. And because my sister passed, I have felt a lot of relatives around that I haven't felt very much. And I was playing a song to lift my energy and my vibration to help me do mediumship. And I just got these visuals of all these different family members coming in, including grandparents and old neighbors and a dog and cats. And I mean, at 56, I get to hang out with my grandparents. They all passed, 30 plus years ago is, to me, that's amazing. But it does seem surreal. And I think that's part of how we're just trained in our culture is to not, we have it, it is so hard to prove to ourselves that yes, this is really happening. Yes, that's actually a message from that person. And holy goodness, like I can actually connect with them myself. That's a lot of self-doubt to work through. And everybody, it seems, has to work through that. But it's real. I've done hundreds and hundreds of readings. And even when I think, oh my God, Noelle, you're so full of crap. What do you just tell them you're making this up? Because it seems so surreal. And then the people that I'm doing that with will be like, oh no, I totally get that. That's my dad's personality. He would have said that, or things like that, that just prove over and over again. Sorry, it really is real and it really does happen.
And that must be an amazing experience when you are doing that for other people and being this bridge, this connection to the lost loved ones. I can only imagine what the reactions are, particularly the first time when they get engaged in that. It must be mind-blowing.
I think it is. I actually have an old friend from many, many years ago who I just found out, his dad passed, and he was feeling pretty desperate for some kind of connection. And I don't know that he ever believed in mediumship. He comes from a very religious background. And I was tired. I'd already taken my sleep medicine. I was like, I'm not promising you anything, but I had the sense, and I check in about everything. I had the sense I could connect with his dad. So I just sat here, opened up a Zoom room, talked for about 25 minutes, just out loud instead of in my head to his dad, and sent him the recording. Kind of nervous because, sometimes with people you think you know stuff about them. You can't be totally objective. Anyway, he was so, I don't want to say impressed, with the video, but it made such an impression upon him that there were things that came out of my mouth that was the way his dad would have said things, his tone, some of his words, what he would have talked about, that he ended up sharing it with other family members. And that's led to a whole opening of things that I never would have expected. So I'm sure it's shocking. And sometimes, you know, things come out. Sometimes I feel the intensity of the emotion of the person in spirit. I'll just cry. And then I'm like, I have to warn people now, like, that's clair empathy. And it just means I'm feeling intensity. It doesn't mean their sadness. Sometimes I feel the love so strongly that it just pours out of my eyes.
that's really lovely and amazing. This is awesome. I'm looking forward to continuing the conversation. We'll come right back after this short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today, I'm delighted to be talking with Noelle Dean, who is a medium, and she has been telling us, I mean, other things too. She has been telling us about some of the remarkable experiences she's had in helping other people connect with their lost loved ones. So just before the break, Noelle, you were talking about an experience you had where you recorded a sort of session you had. Take us through a little bit about what a session like looks like and feels like for you and you're doing it.
Sure. Well, I do my best to get very grounded and, you know, clear my mind. So I, you know, anything that needs to be journaled out, added to a to-do list, I take care of that to make sure that I'm in a good space. And, what part of my process is actually asking through my intuition before I even commit to doing a session, is this right? Will I be able to connect with this person? When is a good time? So I'm getting yeses, which I think creates a bit of a connection. And I've recently had to figure out some non-rude feeling way to say to people, the living person over Zoom, like, please don't talk while I am potentially getting message, but I don't know how to signal because the people on the other side typically talk quite a bit. So, but the living person is always actually louder. Mm-hmm. Mediumship and picking up on signs from those who are energetic beings at this point can be very, very subtle. I mean, we can hear songs, and I'll get a lot of songs as messages, and then I'll try to feel out what part of this song is the message. Or, you know, when you get information for people, you have to be as unfiltered with it as possible. You screen out anything that feels off, And as a therapist, I feel really trained to like notice, well, that doesn't feel quite healthy. Also as an empath. But all of my senses are used. Now, when I first started, I had some clairvoyance and probably some pretty good clairaudience, but our mediumship skills can continue to develop as you work at that, just like anything else that we would endeavor to get better at. So now kind of head to toe, I get information. So I'll get confirmation chills, visitation chills on my legs or my arms. I will at times feel a pain that the person on the other end of Zoom has, and that can be a little validation that we're connected for them. I'll see words kind of like an outline of words in my head. Sometimes I'll get sort of three at a time. Sometimes they give me a picture of something or just a feeling about something, and I have to put it into words. So to not let self-doubt creep in at all, I use myself as a pendulum, and I have a hopefully helpful video series on my website that's free to help people learn how to energy test or use themselves as a pendulum. And I use that all throughout my sessions. So it just looks like this. Am I getting this right? And my yes is leaning forward and my no is leaning back. And I use that just to double check, make sure I'm on track and communicating how they wanted me to. And sometimes they'll be like, well, kinda. And then I'll be like, all right, well, tell me, you know, what else I can add. I get a lot of physical sensations, mainly words, and it takes a few minutes to get a flow going. So if you're looking to practice and it feels a bit stilted at first, you have to give it some time, because you have to find, just like if you met somebody at a coffee shop, you know, at first you're like, oh, well, what do you do? Or, you know, it takes a moment and then you get in the flow with each other. But everything can be really subtle. So you have to be, again, I think a finely tuned instrument to not discount anything you're getting and to assume everything that you're receiving is something. It's important. It's information. Somebody is giving you that information. Don't throw it away.
Right. You know? And so you are sitting, presumably, and you are letting those feelings, all those senses, I guess, are involved in that, right?
Yes.
All the senses involved. And when you get a sensation, you can interpret that as a communication. Is that right?
Anything I receive, like a little feel of, like a little massagey feel in a part of my head, or anything at all that I receive when I'm in that zone of getting information for somebody, to me is information.
Right.
Unless my nose itches and then I ask, wait, is this mine? And I get a yes. I'm like, okay, never mind on that. But everything else, and letting go of the self-doubt, letting go of like, well, am I really picking this up? And just being in the flow of it, very much so, you can get very specific information that way. But you can't, I think you have to be super relaxed and you can't think, because once you start thinking, that's a different process and now you're lost. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that was the next question I was going to ask you. This is really about getting finely tuned to your sensations in your body. That intuition is incredibly powerful, perhaps not just in what you're talking about in terms of mediumship, but I'm sure it has power to help people heal in different ways, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different modalities that you can use those kinds of skills to, whether it's gather information, feel more connected to yourself, even connecting with your higher self. You know, I do try to encourage people that we're only limited by our imagination. Like, I've been working on communicating better with my cat. She's a bit older and she can be, you know what? It's getting better. The first time I can gush over her a little too much. And, maybe about 2 months ago, I'd been trying to communicate it and wasn't really getting very far. And then at one point I was just telling her how much I loved her and how much she benefited, you know, like she's adding to my life and I hope she likes the food she's getting. I was being a little overboard. And then I just saw this message, my poor lady, I am fine, please stop worrying. And I was like, that's a little bit patronizing, but thank you for the message.
Well, probably appropriate for a cat, don't you think?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. And by the way, your listeners need to know your cat's name is Cupcake, correct?
Thank you. Yes. Yes.
But just this topic of understanding, you know, not thinking, as you rightly say, we do too much thinking. It's too overvalued in terms of processing, right? And we need time to access the signals we're getting from inside us, what they mean, and listen to them and take them seriously, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I actually have a few tips that I like to share. If that's okay.
Yeah.
So I think part of the validation when we're not getting information from somebody else who can say, oh yeah, that's my dad kind of thing, but practicing on yourself or for somebody else, the first thing I think is when you get information that is surprising and unexpected. So if I'm looking to connect, like with my cat, to get that, to see those words, my poor lady, I was like, wait, what? It felt like it came out of nowhere. It was surprising and unexpected. Don't throw anything away. As I was just saying, if any information is coming to you, I keep an observation journal when something comes through. If I'm doing mediumship, I write notes down. Everything that comes in when I'm asking for information is information. You have to create like a space and time to be open enough, quiet enough in your surroundings, in your head, to allow information. And a lot of us who get up in the middle of the night sometimes get information then. And part of it is because, well, sorry, you didn't really give them time during the day. And right. If you're looking to get something, all right, well, that was the test. That was the only opportunity you gave them. And this might sound a bit weird, but be the marshmallow. If you think of one of those, I always think of a big jumbo marshmallow. And, you know, information comes in very gently and softly, and then you kind of bounce back from that once you acknowledge that information. So if you just sit here quietly, calmly, ask whatever questions you have, or just ask for connection, at some point you'll get something, but you'll say, no, no, let me try again. Or if it comes too quickly, a lot of times people say, that was too easy, let me try it again. No, no, no. That was the information. My other tip is don't throw away the first pancake. You know, when you make pancakes, you get that first kind of lopsided one and you're like, yeah, I could do better than that. Well, the information we get is the first pancake. Mm-hmm. So don't discount anything. It is easy. It's supposed to be easy. It wasn't too easy and you didn't do it right and try again.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the first pancake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And actually I'm thinking, I've had some experiences that, again, sort of speak to this, and I'm sure everyone does, but, you know, what they dismiss them or what have you. But I had one. England were playing in the European soccer tournament, and I was on a walk. The game was being recorded. I was going to watch it later. And I'm on the walk. I get this image that one of the England players, Harry Kane, has missed a penalty. You know, I'm not getting there, but I can't hear the game. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I go back home. Later, I watch the game, and England get a penalty, and he scores it. And I thought, so that was wrong. Then later, they get another penalty, and he misses it. You know, where did this come from? It's kind of bizarre, absolutely bizarre. And then there was another one where I was out walking and my wife and I were going to go to the theater that night. And I thought, oh, they've just called. Did somebody just call us and tell us it's not on? I don't know. And I went home. Anyone call? No, I'm off it. We get to the theater and they say, I'm sorry, it's been canceled. The staff member is sick. We tried to call him. What? You know, and I'm sure everyone has experiences like this. I think the question is, what do you make them? Do you just dismiss them, or do you say, there's something here going on, you know?
So what if you tried on that anytime you get some message out of the blue, and it is surprising and unexpected, like, I'm not even listening to the game. What do you mean about a penalty?
Right, right.
Or, wait, maybe I should look into the theater tonight because I just had this sense, this thing just came to me. And that's, I mean, that's how it works. It the information comes in and you don't necessarily know what to make of it, and you can dismiss it and brush it off. But I'm sure all of us can agree that when our intuition gives us a message and we ignore it, or just, you know, I'm not doing that kind of thing, we regret it. Mm. We regret it. And to me, how you're describing that felt like maybe your spiritual team is trying to show you, like, you're actually a lot more connected, Howard, than you think. Mm-hmm. And here's a couple of examples. And there you were.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, it's just very interesting when that happens. And I'm guessing that most people, if not everyone, has experiences like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And they dismiss them, you know? And so this power of intuition, this power is incredible, right? And it potentially influences our fate in many different ways. And, you know, certainly in the context of this show, the people who've had kind of miraculous recoveries, how does that happen? Is their intuition part of that? That's something I would like to talk about after this short commercial break. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to The Miracle Within You. Today we're having a great conversation with Noel Dean, talking about mediumship, intuition, what we make of our feelings, the significance of them. A really great topic. And I want to ask you, Noel, one of the people who was inspirational in my developing this show and doing this show was a woman who caught the H1N1 virus in 2009. She was very sick. Her heart was 10%, needed a heart transplant, and was put in a coma. And when she came out of the coma, 2 weeks, she remembered sort of dreams that she was having in her coma that seemed to be related to the things that were happening to her. So, you know, she dreamt, I'm driving down the road looking for electricity while she was being cardioverted. Okay. Interesting.
Wow.
And anyway, she went through a number of dreams, very interesting. One, a sort of satanic figure came and said, look, you're almost done, follow me, I'll take care of you, and she almost did the deal and said no. And in the next dream, she recalled an angelic figure telling her that she will see through different eyes, but her heart will be healed. And then a week later, she had other dreams too, which were interesting. A week later, as I say, she wakes up. And the cardiologist says, come on, we need to test you because you're in bad shape. After he's tested the heart, he comes back and says, in my 40 years as a cardiologist, I have never seen anything like this. Your heart is healed. It's like a heart of a 20-year-old. I have no explanation.
Wow.
And this was a book that this woman, Barbara Morello O'Donnell, wrote, and I helped her with it. I thought that her dreams were really more kind of resolving some spiritual issues in her life. Mm-hmm. Like one time she was felt responsible for a dog's death. And one of the dreams was somebody calling her up and saying, you killed my two dogs, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, it sounded like there was stuff going on. But whatever happened, that seems to be in line with feeling and intuition and what you're talking about. Somebody thinks and believes I'm going to be okay. And they are. What do you make of that?
Well, there's a lot of ways you could look at all of this. I mean, at first it sounded a bit like she was maybe traveling around as you know, her soul was traveling around gathering information. As a therapist, we could say, you know, her unconscious was looking to get resolution on certain issues, and all of that could be true at the same time. And, you know, we can't take away the power of our mind and our will, because we can will ourselves into all kinds of places. And it's my understanding in our pre-life planning that we create different plans. Like we have plan A, plan B, and plan C. Like me getting breast cancer, I think was like my plan B. Like if you don't get it together, this will be an exit point. But if you, you know, do what you said you came here, you were going to come here to do now, then you'd want to stay, kind of thing. So it sounds to me like she already had it planned, potentially, that she needed to make a big life change if she hadn't already made it. And then she was given that opportunity. And what a beautiful example of free will. You've got a choice right now. Mm. If you want to go this way, that's okay. And if you want to go this way, that's okay. And we'll support you either way, is what I'm left with that feeling about it, even though the one sounded satanic and probably unpleasant. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it all would have had some kind of value to her, specific to her.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah. And I think that was also due to some of concerns she had earlier in life about her femininity and her attractiveness and all of that. It's just fascinating. Because actually one of her dreams was she gets a video and it says, if you watch this video, you'll be the most beautiful woman in the world, but you'll die within 24 hours.
Wow. Talk about poignant dreams.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, but what I think that shows, and the reason I brought that up, is the, again, the power there of feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, the feeling isn't just a reaction or a response to something. It's a message, right?
Yes, yes. And again, seeing yourself as a, maybe not your, you may not see, experience yourself as being very finely tuned, but you can still be a receiver of information. So apparently for this person, you know, coming in through her dreams has been really helpful to her. Not everybody remembers their dreams or wants information that way. But for her, whenever she's now looking for information in the future, really paying attention to her dreams, potentially for the rest of us, keeping a dream journal, if you're not that tuned into your dreams, could help you expand on that. And you could ask for support in remembering your dreams better if you feel like that is a way that you're getting information, but you're kind of losing it.
Interesting.
Not remembering.
Do you find that common, that dreams, I mean, you know, sleep dreams have value and importance and messaging in it, or it varies?
I think it varies. Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine applying the same ideas or rules to everybody.
Correct.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can have very intense anxiety dreams and recurring dreams, and maybe it's to help you work out something through your subconscious, versus, like, let's say a visitation dream where you really feel your loved one is there. I mean, so much that maybe you're crying because you actually are so present to their energy is right there. So dreams can be like a beautiful experience as well. It's very mixed, you know?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating. But again, sometimes in some situations, they can be a reflection of, again, intuition, if you want to
Yeah.
call it that. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Just like somebody who would sit and ask or go on a walk, like a meditative walk, and ask for information, that would be their way. Yeah.
Wow. And so your practice, tell me, you tell us the variations in your practice in terms of probably working with individuals. I know you have podcasts, you've written a book. Let's hear all the manifestations of Noel.
Thank you. So just to say, I don't actually provide therapy any longer, but I'll always keep my license because for various reasons. So I have a podcast that I'm actually starting tomorrow on
Ah.
Bold Brave TV. It's going to be a live podcast that I am the host of, and that starts tomorrow live at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern. And replays will be on YouTube and other podcast applications. I do a podcast with a friend of mine called Vagina Whispering, which is focused on women over 40. And we are both intuitive mediums. So we use our life experience and our skills in that way to bring forth a lot of information and understanding. On the Podcast Business News Network, I have a I'm sort of featured, I guess, in a podcast that I do there with Steve Harper, and we talk about spirituality and developing intuition. My book that I recently wrote is called Mediumship Foundations: A Condensed Guide for the Absolute Beginner. Now, this book, and not to sound crass, but I believe that this book, if somebody purchased it, it's 56 pages. If you left it in your bathroom, you could consume it in a week. I'm very aware, including myself, my attention span can be a bit short, and I wanted something very accessible. And I always think of it, if I was going to start mountain climbing, not that I'm going to, but I would want the lay of the land. Like, what do I need to be aware of? And that was the mindset of this book. I've been developing my skills for decades, teaching for a couple of years, and put all of that into that book for beginners. I do teach classes. I'm actually creating a new way to teach my class, as I mentioned. So if somebody was on my mailing list or signed up to follow my website, they would see when that is starting and unfolding. And that's going to be online. I'm actually doing my first in-person class at a local place in San Diego. And I can be found at connectingwithnoelle.com, and it lists various other services that I provide. To get in touch with me directly, my email is connectingwithnoelle@gmail.com, and Noelle is spelled Noelle. I'm also kind of a lazy poster, but I do have social media on Instagram and Facebook, also Connecting with Noelle. And I would love to offer any of your listeners a $50 discount on any session they would like. Just as a,
Thank
and
you.
I, Oh, my pleasure. And I also offer, and I think this is really important, a 15-minute free consultation, because if somebody's interested in working on something, but they're not quite sure, are they ready? Am I even the right person to do that with them? Having just a brief conversation to just kind of get a feel, and then do what feels right after that. That kind of flow of intuition is very important to me, to always have that kind of integrity. So that's a big part of everything that I do, really.
Yeah, no, and that's great. And I really do the same thing with my clients. Rather than, let's get to know each other a bit and see whether we can work. I can offer you what you want, blah blah blah. And I think that's the way to go. So absolutely, I fully support you on that. And I presume you have clients from all over the world.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. I just wondered whether any nationalities or groups or even religious groups who are more aligned with this, or, you know, I'm sure that's a difficult question, but.
Yeah, I mean, there are people that I've met that are trying to, I guess, release some of the, you know, intensity of, let's say, a religious upbringing, and they're quite intuitive themselves, possibly even getting a lot of mediumship messages, not sure what to make of that. And that's kind of my, like, my favorite thing to do is to help people really understand, what are you already capable of doing? Your guides are telling me this, you're describing this, sounds to me like this. Well, hold on, let's just look at this for a moment. Well, and then ways to release, let's say, the fear or the self-doubt. Yes. That we really are all, in my experience, we all have the capacity to be very connected and very receptive. We just like any other skill, playing piano, learning tennis, you have to work at it. And some people don't. Some people get immediately immersed in a spiritual awakening that they're like, holy crap, what is happening to me? Mm. And that's a spiritual awakening. And you can feel a little crazy, and you can feel a little like inundated. And so seeking out support from like-minded people, friends maybe that are more intuitive, but a lot of us are in the closet. So there's, you know, kind of this level of secrecy or even shame, perhaps, in not being more open and vulnerable about what we experience.
Yes. So I think that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Being willing to be open about it is really helpful.
Yeah. And that's where authenticity really comes in. You know, you don't want to judge everything, and you just want to take it as it is without any particular lens on, and be prepared to explore it, really. Yes. And unfortunately, we live in a world now where that's not encouraged as much as it should be, you know, maybe.
Right. Well, it does bypass other structures in our culture if we really believed we were as connected as we actually are and can be.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, I love doing mediumship readings for people. I see the healing value, but please put that part of, you know, put me out of business in that way. Please find ways to connect for yourself. What's better than that?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, this has been a wonderful conversation, Noel. Thank you so much. Very generous of you to offer the listeners that discount. And again, one last time, where people can reach out and find you if they wanted to communicate directly with you.
Yes. My website, Connecting with Noelle, all one word, Noelle.com. If I have a form you can fill out to request for services or just to ask for a consult, even if you just have questions, if that's the easiest thing to remember. But the same, connectingwithnoelle@gmail.com is my email. I'm also on Instagram, also Connecting with Noelle. And I would love to hear from anybody.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Really interesting. And I'm sure our listeners got a lot from it. So again, thank you for your time.
Absolutely. My pleasure. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Miracle Within You. Join me next time when I continue to explore the power of the mind-body and how it can be employed to enhance health and healing.